we can make very fast and significant progress in computing power usage, and to do it in a way that saves people money, makes products better, and based on cooperation.
That's Google co-founder Larry Page talking about the Climate Savers Computing Initiative, kicked off at Google headquarters on July 12th. To form the initiative, Google and Intel joined forces to organize a broad-based coalition, including computer companies, the Environmental Protection Agency, Northern California power company PG&E, and conservation group the World Wildlife Fund. The project's goal is to fight climate change by driving the computer industry to make and deploy more energy-efficient computers. John Donahue is Senior Vice President of Resources with the World Wildlife Fund, whose own Climate Savers program both inspired the Climate Savers Computing Initiative and lent it its name.
We believe that the solution is a combination of efforts around the globe, and computing is a big part of the solution. First, because advances in computing have fundamentally decreased pressure on energy and resources.
Some of those advances are happening at the microprocessor level, what Intel Digital Enterprise Group's Senior Vice President Pat Gelsinger called a new paradigm of energy-efficient performance.
Power's not going up, but performance and energy efficiency is. You know, as we launched the Core microarchitecture last year, right, it really set a new high bar for Intel, for the industry, in terms of energy-efficient performance. Every generation will consume equal or less energy as we're delivering more performance. And that really is the dictum for our technology roadmap going forward.
But while energy-efficient microprocessors are part of the solution, what the Climate Savers Initiative is all about at this point is less what's inside a computer than what's outside it, the power supply. Urs Holze, Senior Vice President of Operations with Google.
The average desktop computer wastes half of its energy. Servers are in a little bit better shape, but still even there, about a third of the power is unused. And then on top of that, 90% of desktops, according to a recent study, don't use power management, even though they could. And our initiative is addressing these two problems.
How is the Climate Savers Initiative going to do this? Representatives say they're starting with existing standards, the EPA's Energy Star rating. Energy Star appliances have to be 80% power efficient. Climate Savers wants to increase that. The Computing Initiative's efficiency target for power supplies is 90% by 2010. That translates to reducing global greenhouse gas emissions by 54 million tons each year, the equivalent of taking more than 11 million cars off the road. The consortium is starting with the computer industry, but through outreach and education, members hope the standards will change consumer behavior as well. Bill Weil is in charge of energy strategy at Google.
30 years ago, when they first tried to put energy efficiency standards in place for refrigerators and other appliances, they were told it's going to cost more, no one's going to want to pay it, and so on, that you shouldn't do it. In fact, the end result was a huge improvement in energy efficiency and a cost reduction and an increase in the features, the size, the ice makers, the, you know, you name it, right? The same thing is possible in many other areas, and it's really about innovative technology to make that happen.
Initially, people may have to pay a little more for an energy-efficient computer system, but it will save them money over time, says Intel's Pat Gelsinger.
Most consumers today, they go and buy a PC, $500. That meets their price point. They're ready to take it out the door. They're not aware that they might be spending an extra $10 per year on that product versus one sitting right next to it that might save them, you know, $10 per year and be more efficient for their uses as well. They could feel better about what they're doing ecologically as well as save money in 2 years, right, by buying a more efficient energy computer.
Bill Weil of Google and others made the point that buying energy-efficient products might start as a premium but could quickly become the standard.
If, as an industry, and as a large collection of purchasers, we together decide to do that, then the volumes will go up quickly, the price will come down quickly, and we'll all benefit as a result. It's using less energy, you're saving money, and you're not paying extra for it.
Members of the Climate Savers Computing effort agree to meet or even exceed the group's energy efficiency standards in the products they manufacture, sell, use, and purchase for their organizations. Google's Bill Weil feels that in the grand scheme of things, individual companies acting alone will have little impact on global warming. But he has high hopes that the Climate Savers Computing Initiative could really make a difference in the race to stabilize global temperatures.
What's really important is to find a way to do that that has a broader impact, which is what we're trying to do. And working with Intel and now with many other companies in the industry to figure out how to take what's possible technologically in terms of efficiency and spread that across the entire computer industry. That broad impact across the entire sector goes far beyond Google's own operations in terms of the impact, the scale of the footprint and so on.
You can learn about or join the initiative at climatesaverscomputing.org. For PodTech.net, I'm Catherine Girardeau.